Hello, everybody. Jim Apel with OklahomaFarmReport.com, taking a look at the activity in today's grain markets with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
The leader in the grain markets today was the soybeans. They closed down around 30 cents in the front month January futures contract, and on out a little bit stronger. They're only down 19 in July. Really, the news featured was that China canceled about 420,000 metric tons of beans this morning. And that's really significant because China's been the biggest buyer of beans for quite some time. And when they start canceling, the world market really tends to listen, and that's what started our down move today. Another thing was on the technical side, it hit $15 in that January contract again overnight, and it could not go through it. So it hit that technical resistance and began to sell off, and then the world noticed that China canceled the order, and so down we go. We also closed below the 50 and 100-day moving average, so all three of those things are pretty significant. In the wheat market, we were actually a little bit stronger today. We were up about 3 to 4 cents in Kansas City wheat, which is kind of a surprise considering what it's done over the last week or so. But the technicals were a little bit oversold. The RSI was down around 25, which is just an indicator that the market had done its technical work to the downside, needed to bounce just a little bit. There's also rumors about midday that Egypt might be out in the world market buying some wheat. So that helped the wheat market close strong into the close. And then finally, corn. Corn was just slightly lower, down 3 to 6 cents. Mainly just following the soybeans down a little bit, and then also some weakening basis levels due to the low Mississippi River having a hard time getting corn where it needs to be with that drought lowering water levels on the Mississippi. It also held the $7.15 support mark in the March contract, so we're just range-bound here, and doesn't seem to be a whole lot going on in the corn.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Turning to the markets in early trading Tuesday evening, Kansas City wheat, March contract, 860, down 4. May contract is 869.5, down 1.25. The July contract is trading at 875.5, down 1.25. On the Chicago board, the March contract for wheat is 813.25, up 2. The May contract shows 825.25, down 2.25. The July contract is trading at 830.75, that's up 1.75. Turning to corn, the March contract is showing 720.25, that's up 0.25. The May contract is 724 a bushel, up 0.25. The December contract is trading at 622.75, down 1.25. On the soybean market, January contracts are trading at 1470.75, up 4.75. The March contract is 1464.75, that's up 4.25. And the November contract is trading at 1312.5, up 2.5. Those are your opening grain markets for Tuesday evening. For the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Apel.